You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
How do you take Jesus? There are only two ways of taking him.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, you have redeemed the world in the life, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. Help us, by the power of your Spirit, to be reconciled to you and to take Jesus, your Son, into our own hearts. Give us heart, O God, to live forgiven and forgiving lives with faith in Jesus, taking up our cross and following him as disciples destined by your grace for life everlasting. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. How do you take things? Do you take them for granted without giving them a second thought? Some things you can take or leave. It won't make any difference whether you take them or leave them. Others have to be taken as the great surprise they are, with the gratitude they deserve. It's a funny thing that we often get things mixed up. We take for granted what we ought to recognize as a great surprise to be received with gratitude. Those five fingers of yours on the right hand, for example. Your whole right hand. Your right arm. That's the one people say they would give for almost anything, when actually they wouldn't. When they think about it, they would not give their right arm for anything. Very often family is taken for granted. Some people grieve at a funeral because they took so much for granted. It isn't just the loss, but the realization that so many opportunities and such joy was lost that could have been found before all of this happened. Young people take things for granted, and so do older people. We take not only friends and family for granted, but ourselves. When you come to think about it, that's not exactly healthy. When you take yourself for granted, you never think about yourself, who you are, and where you are going. You don't give much thought to why you came, what you're here for, and where you're headed. You don't have to take yourself for granted in order to avoid the evils of introspection, of becoming preoccupied with yourself, of taking yourself so seriously that you're no good to anybody. People who take themselves intelligently are almost automatically brought face to face with God. I think the Spirit of God leads people to this point. He does this in various ways. Somehow, the Word of God gets through, sometimes through trouble, and at other times through the good offices of friends. Sometimes, God does it in several ways. God always is, and you don't have to construct him or to reconstruct him. He's there all the time. He's trying to get through to you. And he does get through to millions of people throughout the world in his Son, Jesus Christ. How do you take Jesus? Let me tell you how some people took him. They took Jesus, and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. I've heard it said that the prime movers in this event were thinking only of themselves and their own interests. Maybe so, but actually they weren't thinking about themselves and their own interests at all. If they'd been thinking about that, they wouldn't have taken him in this way. They would have taken him in another way. They would have taken him into their own hearts. That's what people ought to do when they're thinking about themselves and their own interests. The trouble is that people don't really think. They act superficially. They're impressed by outward appearances. The achievements of their lives are hollow, and they have really nothing to show for having lived, no matter how many years. Some of the unhappiest people in the whole world are the ones who get their names in the newspapers. They got what they wanted, and it turned out to be nothing at all. Almost every biography tells that story, unless the really great one gets through, who is really great of soul, great of heart, with something there that makes life worthwhile. I'm telling you about that someone who makes life worthwhile. Take him. He is life. Our world, let's face it, takes Jesus and crucifies him all over again. The apostles of Jesus Christ warned their own people not to crucify Christ again with the immorality and selfish ambition that characterizes unbelief toward God. They said it is easy to go that way because the world is going that way. But you don't have to go that way, they said. Take Jesus and have real life. It isn't exactly easy. It's almost like a yoke worn by oxen to carry their load. But as Jesus said, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He makes it that way. He is Jesus. He is alive. And he is Lord. This is the story that his people told. Some of them saw him firsthand. Others heard their story as they preached it or read it as they wrote it. And that's how I'm telling you the story today. It's really their story. They took him for granted, too, until that day when all of this happened, when he was taken and crucified. They wondered on that day about him. On many occasions, he had showed his lordship, and now he allowed himself to be taken in this way. They took Jesus, and he went out bearing his cross to the place of a skull. There they crucified him with two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. That cross makes people wonder, even today. People worship the power to conquer. They're even impressed by the power to kill. They witness all the television programs and the movies devoted to that subject. Look at the headlines in the newspapers. That's what makes the front page. How do you take Jesus, who allows himself to be taken and goes out bearing his own cross to a place of crucifixion? How do you take that? With a shrug of the shoulders, the little bit of indignation soon forgotten, with the sad recognition that this is the way the world does things, or seeing it as people began to see it after he rose from the dead, the dramatic declaration of the grace and the glory of the great God himself. They took Jesus. They took him to get rid of him. Most of them took him that way on that day at that place of the skull. There was one, however, right there who took him in a different way. He was labeled a thief. He was convicted as a thief. He was executed as a thief. He was crucified alongside the Son of God. In those hours of agonized suffering, he lifted up his eyes to that great central figure on the central cross, and he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." If you want to know what the grace of God is, you can see it right there. This man took Jesus for what he was, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. He may not have understood everything, but he understood one thing. This man dying here can save people. He can save me. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. How do you take Jesus? There are only two ways of taking him. Crucifying him again with your rejection, or taking him into your own heart and going with him where he goes, the crucified Savior of the world and the living Lord of heaven and of earth. You know how Jesus wants to be taken? Listen to him. Come to me, all of you who are heavily burdened and have labored long, and I will give you rest. Have faith in Jesus and live forgiven. Peace I leave with you, he says. My peace I give to you. Have faith in Jesus, my good friend, and be at peace. Have faith in Jesus and live in love, as he most certainly loves. Have faith in Jesus, that he means it when he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who lives and believes in me shall never die. It is Jesus who does that for people, and no one else. Only he fulfills his lordly promise and never fails. You can count on him. That's what it means to have faith in Jesus. Take Jesus in faith. He takes what you've got, your guilt, your disappointment, your despair, into his own heart. It's Jesus there on his cross. He takes your death and he turns it into life. As he rose from the dead by the glory of his Father, so do all who walk by faith in him rise to newness of life. It's his promise, fulfilled by his power. How do you take Jesus? Take him in faith, with everything that goes along. As Jesus himself said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. It sounds hard, and it is. It is great. It is life with love and peace that are in Christ Jesus. Denying oneself has sometimes been called self-denial. That, in turn, has come to mean giving up something, like chocolates during Lent, or something else on certain days of the week. What Jesus actually said was, forget yourself. Forget all the selfishness by which most people live. Forget trying to get even with people who push you around, or even with those who have done you injury. Lose yourself, not in the crowd, but in the company of Jesus. That's when you get to be really important. Whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's, said Jesus, will find it. Forget yourself with love that is willing to forgive. Forget yourself and take him. That's life, real life, full of the grace and the glory of God himself. Take Jesus, forgetting yourself, and take up your cross. It sounds ominous, and it is threatening to those who have never seen the grace and the glory of God in the cross of Jesus Christ. He went his way, doing what his Father had asked him to do. He fulfilled his Father's design, rugged as it was. He went all the way, enduring his cross and forgetting the shame of it all for the joy that was set before him. And now look at him. He sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus Christ is Lord. Take up your cross for him. Love God as many people have learned to love him in every part of the world, some of them suffering deeply for the sake of conscience. Nevertheless, they remain loving people, forgiving where forgiveness would otherwise be unthinkable, and loving their neighbors as themselves. You can't bear Christ's cross. He bore that once, to pay for the sins of the world as only he could. That cross of his is the glory of God to you. You can take up your cross, whatever it takes to be a follower of Jesus. The glory of God is in that cross of yours. One more thing. If any man would come after me, let him forget himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Take Jesus, believing and doing. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it, said Jesus. He heard the word of his Father and did it. He died for the sins of the world. He was crucified, all uncomplaining, between two thieves, one on the right hand and one on the left hand, and Jesus in the middle. He was in the middle of things then, and he is in the middle of things now. It may not always look that way, but you can depend upon it that he is in the middle of things. He's in the middle of human history. He's in the middle of your life, not messing around, but making up for you what you cannot make up for yourself. He paid the price for you, and he gives you life. Now live for him. Take Jesus and live with him. Go and do in the power of Jesus. The same power of God that raised him from the dead will give you the power to live in newness of life. You can forgive when you know that you have been forgiven by God himself, all for the sake of Jesus. You can live when you know that Jesus lives in you. He wants you to live all for him. He wants you. He takes you. The Spirit of God may be giving you right now the urge to want that for yourself. Want it with all your heart. Take Jesus with all your heart. Take him crucified and take him risen from the dead. Take him as your Savior and take him as your Lord. Take him and go with him. Don't take Jesus for granted. Many things you can take or leave, but not Jesus. Take Jesus, not to crucify him, but to worship him and serve him. You will find, my friend, that lasts forever and ever. Amen.